Tonight we'll see the first debate of the presidential campaign when Catherine Connolly, Heather Humphreys and Jim Gavin face questions on Virgin Media. Polling day is on the 24th of next month, just over 3 weeks away. To look ahead to tonight's debate, I'm joined by our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Paul, what are likely to be the main challenges facing the three candidates tonight?
Well, I guess if you think back to 2018, there were 8 candidates and there are only 3 this time. So I guess the first challenge is to endure it all. I mean, fewer candidates means far more time to focus on individuals. So just getting to the end of the debate without having caused a crisis is probably the number one challenge. I mean, TV debates are a big opportunity. You can showcase yourself and your views. And maybe, if you're brave enough, you might have an opportunity to have a go at one of your opponents. But I think the top challenge is not to fall flat on your face. As we know, television is unforgiving. Make a mistake and social media will be shredding the unlucky candidate almost before they finish their sentence. I think tonight, eyes will be on Jim Gavin, as the others are, or I guess were, full-time politicians. Heather Humphreys is a former Fine Gael cabinet minister, and so she's going to be well used to being in the studio, the lights, a heated debate. Catherine Connolly is also a politician, but maybe this will be new for her, new territory, and it's notable that she's not campaigning today. She's actually preparing for the debate. But I think eyes are going to be on Jim Gavin. Why? Because how is he going to cope with something that is completely new for him? I mean, he said himself over the weekend that he's a little bit nervy about it, which is fair enough, because it is quite a daunting thing that's facing him. I would imagine that his Fianna Fáil backers will be hoping that he'll come through, that his non-political status will resonate with viewers. Maybe will, maybe won't, but I think he will be someone who we're all looking at. I mean, as we know, the role of the president is somewhat constrained. So I'm not sure how much of tonight's debate on Virgin Media will focus on the circumstances under which a candidate might convene a council of state to consider legislation. I'd imagine not too much. So it's less about the job of the president and more about the person itself.
We're in an interesting situation going into this debate, Paul, in that the contest is really there for someone to inject a bit of energy into it. As the old cliche has it, it's all to play for.
It is all to play for, but if you just think about it, this is the first debate and it's the first television debate which is happening very early in the campaign. So my expectation would be is that the priority will be given to, by the candidates will be defence rather than attack. They will want to just get through it and not make any slip up, give a reasonable account of themselves and get out the door. It's later in the campaign, maybe when RT's The Week in Politics has a debate or maybe when Primetime has, just in the last few days before polling, then the candidates might have more knowledge in the polls about whether they're doing really well or they're doing really badly. And at that point, they might feel, well, just I have to go for it now. They might go for it by attacking other candidates, or they might feel they have to change the way they have been doing their campaign. So I think defence probably tonight. And then as this campaign grinds on over the coming weeks, then people may just have to throw caution to the wind if they don't feel that the message they had at the outset is resonating with voters.
Can we turn to another significant matter? Because the budget is only just over a week away. And now, not that I'm missing it or anything, but in comparison to recent years, there has been relatively little speculation about what we're likely to see or to get next week.
Absolutely, this has been going under the radar. And I think there's two reasons for it. One is the focus, politically speaking, of the presidential campaign. Who are going to be the candidates? Who's in? Who's out? Who's on the ballot paper? What's going on behind the scenes? So that's, you know, sucked up an awful lot of media attention. But I think the other reason is that this budget is not a big giveaway budget. And we know that there's going to be sort of, you know, tax measures of around 1.5 billion. We know that hospitality is going to eat up an awful lot of that. So it isn't the type of budget where individual ministers have had something to say. We also know that there's an awful lot of fighting going on in the background. Jack Chambers, the Minister for Public Expenditure, is telling ministers, that's a really good plan, but would you go back and knock off a few million or billion off it? So decisions haven't quite been made today. We know the government is saying that they're going to focus on ending things like electricity credits, those universal measures to bring back spending, and that means they haven't got as much to celebrate. From the opposition's point of view, they're really going after the government, either one in relation to Sinn Féin on the cost of living, but for the other parties, they're really drawing attention to what the central bank is saying, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council is saying, the EFSF PSRI is saying, which is that the government is overheating the economy and that it needs to draw back, that this record the government has is actually in question. But yeah, it is a strange one, Rachel. My phone has not been ringing.
There's also this talk, and the government, various ministers have said this repeatedly, that there will be targeted measures. What's that likely to mean?
Well, targeted measures are interesting because it should mean that you're able to focus the cash onto the individuals who need it the most. But we know that making targeted measures is complicated, difficult, and that's one of the reasons as to why it doesn't often happen. If you're looking at the electricity credit, everyone was given the exact same thing, and one of the critiques of it was that people who didn't need it were getting it. The reason why was because it was easy to do. What the government is saying is that it is taking account of spending, even though the central bank is saying you should be doing far more, and it's going to get rid of that. And what it's going to try and do is to target measures, you know, say for example into the fuel allowance or into the things like childcare or into specific areas where people who need it are going to need it most. But I think it's going to be a hard sell. This is not a sort of a giveaway budget. It's going to be a difficult budget for the government, difficult for them to justify, and I think that's one of the reasons why it's been quite quiet.
Paul, thanks indeed. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham reporting there from Leinster House.